Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Check one, check two, check one. Hey, we got a hot mic. Got a hot mic here. Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet. Great to have you back inside the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Shout out to everybody listening all around the world. You know, this show is absolutely blowing up, man. We're just blowing up. We got people all around the globe that want to learn how to make Every Day Saturday. I'm just here to help push you along, man. Whatever it is, whatever your passion is, don't settle. Just please. Do not settle, all right? There's so much you can do out there. There's so many things. It doesn't cost money to get a dream going, okay? It just takes a little bit of action. You got to get off your rusty duff. You got to quit hanging around people. They got no drive, no ambition. Negative, 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 negative people will keep you down your entire life. I promise you, they will. They just will. Just look around at anybody who's just not doing anything in life. They're surrounded by negative people who think and act and do everything just like them. Also, make sure you give the show a 5-star rating. Head over to iTunes and leave a 5-star rating for the Everyday Saturday podcast. And leave a great comment, too. It helps people everywhere find the show faster. They need the motivation. They need the encouragement. They need to know that when they think differently than if there's 100 people in the room and they're the only one thinking a certain way, they're not the idiot in the room. Or they might be, but they're onto something big, too. I've been called worse than an idiot. Hey, I want to talk about if it's going to happen, man, you just got to do it. I mean, this is all on you. You don't wait around. And I'm going to give examples of what we're going through here in our own personal journey with our daughter and how we are forced to be engaged not just every day, not even every hour of every day, every minute of every day. If things aren't going perfectly, it's our fault. And when I say our, I mean mine and my wife's fault that the care that she's given at the hospital. I mean, yesterday was a horrible day. It was just a horrible day. And I want to share that with you, not to bitch and moan. I'm actually going to share with you solutions that we provided. And all of this that we're able to do with our daughter, be an advocate, be there when care is given, not given, things are done, not done, ball gets dropped, which is every single day, it seems like, because I quit my job. And I'm able to be there with my wife and my daughter and just support whatever I can do, give feedback, make phone calls, all of that. I couldn't do this if I had a job. And so the grand plan for me was never to be under the thumb of somebody else because I wouldn't have the freedom to, even if I wasn't blessed with 4 children and a daughter that's been alive for 150 days now that was born at 1 pound. I mean, even if none of these circumstances happened for me, I still wanted the freedom to go do what it is that, you know, I was given one opportunity to do. You know, I don't understand. And maybe somebody can explain this to me, but I just don't understand how we can be given one life and a very limited window of time with that life. Like we're going to be gone billions of years off of this earth. I mean, we can't even comprehend the amount of time we're gone. Never to be seen again on this earth in a physical form, yet we watch reality TV and we go have coffee and complain with people about how things are and we just waste time and we let time slip away. We just do. We just let time slip away. It's like, oh, boy, that hour went fast. Where'd it go? We spent it at lunch. I'm like, oh, God, I hear that. And I was just like, oh, what are you doing? Just killing time. Killing time? The hell's the matter with you? Why are you killing the only thing you can't get back? Why would you do that? Why would you kill time? I don't get it. I just don't. I hear that. I'm like, what are you doing? Killing time? Oh, my God. You're out of your mind, man. You're out of your freaking mind. The only thing you got is time, and you ain't getting it back. The 15 minutes you're investing in listening to this show, you're not getting it back. So the pressure's on me to deliver a pretty good message for you because I realize you can't get this time back. Now, you may be multitasking. You're in the car. You're on the treadmill. You're doing something while you're listening. One gentleman told me at a live event a few weeks ago, hey, I listen to your show all the time, man. I listen to your show all the time. He goes, I'm doing dishes, and I just got Sam Crowley in my ears. I'm like, well, that's the first time I ever heard that one. I've heard a lot, you know, people listening to my voice in some very different situations. I never heard doing the dishes. That's awesome, man. I bet the dishes are cleaner, and they're more fired up as a result of you listening to the Everyday Saturday podcast. So yesterday was a challenge, man, and I only say that because I want to let you know that I'm not Johnny Motivation that just shoots all the stuff out there and says, oh, it's great, and every day's great, and every minute's great, and I can make every minute of your life great. Hey, you're going to have challenges in your life, but here's how you fix them. I just said the solution. Did you catch that? Here's how you, you fix them. Yesterday, my wife was in Children's Hospital, and she was upset, very upset, to the point of tears. I mean, she was in tears because just the care was not given to our daughter yesterday, and it hasn't been. She hadn't had a bath since January 7th. Yesterday was the 12th. Her linens weren't changed, no wipes in the room for diapers. Our daughter has a trach tube that she had a tracheotomy last month. That hadn't been cleaned in over 24 hours, supposed to be cleaned twice a day. Nurse going on break, not feeding our daughter. I mean, it was seriously way too much. Any one of those laundry list of items that I just named for you is reason enough to be concerned as a parent. And I can't for the life of me even put myself in the shoes of parents who there's parents there from Alaska, Tennessee, Texas, California, and Cincinnati Children's because of the great care they provide. They're very cutting edge, the best children's hospital in the country. But we haven't experienced that. We haven't experienced anywhere near that so far. And look, that's okay. I think we're the ones that are experiencing all these challenges because we're the ones that can have a voice. We're there every single day. My wife is there every day. I'm there in the afternoons probably every other day only because of my schedule. I have the other three kids most of the time as well. And that just works for us, you know. But we know when things aren't getting done. And yesterday, man, we were given the gift of feedback to this medical staff just nonstop. I mean, somebody enters a room with no gloves, no mask, no gown, and drops off milk for our daughter. It's a receptionist of all things that drops the milk off to our daughter's room. He says, here you go. I'm like, what do you mean, here you go? Who are you? Like, who are you? Oh, I'm the receptionist. Okay, is this Susan's milk? I don't know. You don't know. I mean, this is, how do you know we're not getting, I mean, this is the whole protocol. They've given the wrong milk. They've given our milk to another baby before. Think about that. And they got a receptionist bringing, hey, we said, so where's the nurse? She goes, well, she went on break. You went on break? She said she was the one bringing it back. Yeah, I don't know. Well, that's not acceptable. You don't know. I got to take a deep breath. I posted all of this on my Facebook wall. If you want to check it out, my personal wall is public. Sam Crowley, Facebook. Don't send me a friend request because I won't accept it. Not because I don't want to be your friend, but because I got 8 million of them and I don't even bother looking at them anymore. That's why I made my wall public. Fans of the Everyday Saturday podcast, products, shows, and things like that, appearances, go to the Everyday Saturday fan page. That's where you get all the great motivation as well. So, look, guys, we've been in this now for 150 days with our daughter, and we've had to speak up a lot, and things have changed for the better. I mean, things have definitely – the one thing I can say is every time we speak up, something changes. Now, it may not stay perfect for a long period of time, but it changes, and we just stay on it. Why? Because, write this down, you can't manage what you don't measure. You cannot manage what you don't measure, okay? So if you're not there to measure anything in your life, you got to be involved in every aspect of your life. That sounds stupid. Like, Sam, really? Why wouldn't I be involved in every aspect of my life? Well, you're not. You're not involved in your health every single day. You're not overseeing what you're putting into your body and exercising 30 minutes a day. Your alcohol and smoking, and you're not doing that. Your job. You're not involved in every aspect of leaving that job. Most people who listen to this show want to leave their job, and that's just who they are. They're dialed in. Why would you listen to a show called Every Day is Saturday if you didn't want to be free, all right? So you're not involved in every aspect of leaving that job. Have you been out doing the work that needs to be done to get your dream going, to get your passion going? What are you waiting for? Who are you waiting for? Like, nobody's going to come in, like, the entrepreneur fairy isn't going to go wave magic dust over you sitting in your cubicle and say, okay, I've got your dream now, and I've got your passion, and here's some money, and you can go launch your business. Man, that just isn't going to happen. The workout, exercise, better body for the greatest fit feeling of your life, fairy isn't going to come and sprinkle dust on you and say, okay, bring, here's your body. It looks great. No, guys, look, let me tell you something. I get very frustrated, and this is real talk, man. I get very frustrated when I speak to people who want things to be different in their life, yet they're not even willing to take the first damn step to make it happen, you know? Sam, I want to mastermind with you and figure out how I can do my business better. No. No, I'm not doing that. Why? Well, it's not free, first of all. So send me an email and put specifically what you think you want a mastermind, or even what your definition of a mastermind is, because I don't think we're on the same page with that. And then secondly, where are you going? Are you running east looking for a sunset? What have you done? Give me the specific, and I want to know, let me know for the past 7 days exactly the actions you've taken to get yourself prepared to leave that job and to go make every day Saturday. And then they can't. I don't think I've, let's just use it again, let's say 100 people, because I get a ton of those emails every day, and I'd say not three. Let's just get, that's probably too many, too many. But let's say three out of 100 actually reply back with specific actions they've taken. And when I look at them, I'm like, look, you are a result. Right now, you are a result of your best decisions that you've made your entire life, especially most recently in the past couple of weeks and a couple of months. I mean, you are where you are right now. It's January 13, 2015. Right now, today, I'm recording the show. I am where I am as a result of the decision I made 3 months ago. The decisions I made in October have me doing what I'm doing today. That's getting paid, commissions for promoting products, for business opportunities, for speaking at live events, for selling coaching for people that I've met at these live events. I mean, all of that. Now, my income in January is a result of the decisions that I made back in October, okay? And same with you. Now, if that's bad, if you're sitting around overweight, out of shape, stressed out, making the same amount of money you made 3 months ago, look back between October 1st and October 31st and look at your journal, your calendar, your iPhone, whatever that is, and take a look at what you were doing the month of October, because what you're getting right now is you're really getting the harvest from that. And maybe it was before. Maybe it was June or July or August of that last year. I'm getting the harvest of the decision I made in 2005. All right, May 6, 2005, middle finger to the boss. I'm out of here, man. It was a lot of pain in the next 24 months and then a lot of pleasure for the next 6 years, 8 years after that. All right, but I'm just getting started, man. And I know, like, some days I miss it. I mess up. I almost said something worse there. I mess up, you know? It happens to all of us. I don't do what I need to do on a certain day, and I get the harvest from that, either the next day, the next week, the next month. But what's going on with our daughter and the decisions that are being made for her, they are being done as a result of our direct involvement in this process. So if she's not ready to come home soon, that's our fault. Now, some people would look at the situation and say, no, that's not your fault, Sam. That's the doctor's fault. That's the nurse's fault. They haven't been feeding her and doing what they need to do, the trach care and all that stuff, getting you prepared. No. No, that's not their fault. They're the result of the decision that we made not to be involved if that happened and not jump up and scream and wave a flag and say, hey, man, things aren't going well here. Hold the phone now. We got to regroup, everybody. Let's get into a meeting, which we've called many times. We ain't all on the same page. The left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing. You guys got to get better and hear specific feedback. You can't be vague when you give feedback. You can't say, it just doesn't look right. It doesn't feel right. No, that doesn't work. Specifically, bullet points. Take inventory of what's going on in this specific instance. I'm talking about my daughter, okay? Here's an entire laundry list of things not being done. And you know they need to be done a certain way, and yet you are not doing them. This is what's referred to as the tail wagging the dog, okay? You need to get better at what you do, because we can't get better at what we do if you don't. We can't bring our daughter home. For example, yesterday the nurse is telling us, well, the prior day, you know, Susan can't have her feeding tube taken out until she has 3 days straight of taking 80 mLs through a bottle, okay? 80 mLs every time she gets fed. Well, yesterday the nurse is, yesterday, this would have been Sunday, yesterday she only took 10 mL, so we got to kind of reset the clock, can't get that feeding tube out. And me and Angela, like, no, that's not true at all. She took 80. No, she took 10, the nurse says. No, we were actually, funny enough, we were here. We were the ones that gave her her bottle like we do every day. We know she took 80. Your notes are wrong. The nurse checked the computer, and oh, I'll be darned. We were right. How were we right? Because we knew. We were there. We were involved. So we give that feedback to the charge nurse and to the person who runs the entire trach ward. We say, look, you guys got to get better, man. No bath, mixed up records, bringing milk into our room with a non-medical employee, a receptionist with no gown, no gloves, no mask on, and people wonder how RSV gets spread throughout a NICU in a hospital. That's how it, one of the ways it gets spread. Guys, I could go on and on and on and on. All right. My point in all of this is it's your fault. It's my fault. It's our fault if it doesn't get better. If our daughter doesn't get better and she doesn't get home soon, it's our fault because we haven't given the feedback. We haven't managed what we were supposed to manage and give that feedback and make sure we hold people to that standard. And don't be afraid to speak up, you know. But, oh, no, we'll get all fired up about a football game or a reality show or, you know, how we look in the mirror. We'll get all fired up about stuff that doesn't matter. But the stuff that actually matters, we take kind of, you know, complacently and think, well, you know, they're the boss. They're the professional. No, they're not. No, they're not. No, that's not it. Your boss, you go to work every day. If you're not getting better in your job and you're exhibiting the behavior that needs to happen in order to get better, that's your boss's fault for not developing you. They're not an advocate for you. They're holding you back. You know why? They're not good enough. They haven't earned the right to be your boss. And that's true. And I've said that to people, and they don't like to hear it. What the hell are you talking about? I haven't earned the right. I'm your boss. Sit down. I'm like, no. No, you're supposed to be my advocate, okay? I've hit a plateau in my sales career. You're not good enough to train me how to get better. Who can I work for? Who do I see to get better? I want additional training. I want more responsibility and more work. Now, that completely pissed this guy off because his ego was the size of Montana, and he couldn't handle it. It got us into a big dogfight, and the HR got involved, and they said, what'd you tell him, Sam? I said you weren't qualified to be my boss because I've plateaued. I want to get better. I want to get promoted. I want more responsibility so I can earn more money and be more successful and rise up the ladder, and he can't give me that. You know what? I was right. Human resources said I was right, which I don't think has ever happened in my entire career. Human resources ever said I was right. Human resources hated me because I was the squeaky wheel, man. But I always got the grease one way or another. I always got the grease. And people hate feedback that comes at them and it's right. They feel threatened by it. I don't even know anybody that you could go. Now, if it's delivered the right way, it's okay. Like, I delivered the feedback yesterday to the person who runs the trach care unit there in a very tactful, respectful, stern way. And we're going to get the results. And the result being our daughter coming home. This is asinine that she's still plateauing out with these numbers and these vital signs and things not getting done the way they get done. But you know what? It's our fault if that doesn't happen. We're not passing the buck. We're not blaming anybody else. We're identifying, giving the feedback, monitoring it, and we're managing what we measure, man. So my whole point in today's show is if you don't get the results that you want in any facet of your life, it's not your wife's fault. It's not your husband's fault. It's not your boss's fault. It's not your kid's fault. It's not your pastor's fault. It's not anybody's fault but the individual who you look at in the mirror every day when you wake up. And I know it's tough to hear. Look, it ain't easy to hear that, but you know what the easy part is? And this is the best part of the whole story. You're in control. You're in control. You don't have to have a last name Kennedy, Rockefeller, Winfrey, or Buffett to be a huge success in life. Your last name is perfectly fine, but you got to get off your ass and do something and understand you're the one that controls all of your results. Fired up, man. That was a good message today, wasn't it? I'm pretty fired up. Hey, it's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.